Attorney Tom Rist filed the appeal a couple months ago on behalf of Bradley Keenan, the National Resources Defense Council, the West Virginia Surface Owners Rights Organization, and the Plateau Action Network. The groups have a number of concerns with the revocation order of a permit issued by the State Department of Environmental Protection. The operation permit was revoked in March, but the order still allowed the operator, Danny Webb Construction, to continue work at the site. The site in concern is located between Oak Hill and Fayetteville in Fayette County and has been worrying residents for years. It's located off of a tributary of the New River called Wolf Creek. Rist says some residents are concerned about drinking water contamination while others worry about rafters and tourists who spend time in nearby waters.
What we're filing and trying to do right now is to prevent something from happening. I'm hopeful that we're able to push this through and to get some kind of resolution that prevents more from happening at this site.
More than 50 million gallons of waste fluids have already been injected into the Class 2 underground injection well, which is permitted to accept waste fluid from the oil and gas industry. Commercial brine operators, such as Danny Webb, are required to maintain a manifesting system, which is a log of where wastes originate, according to the DEP. A certain amount of testing and monitoring is also required at these disposal sites. But Rist and the groups he represents are skeptical about how effective these measures are at protecting public interests. For years now, open pits have been used at the Danny Webb operation to store waste products before they were injected. Citizen concerns of smells and apparent leaching have surfaced. The DEP's own water quality tests were presented as evidence in the hearing.
We extrapolated the data that had been provided by the DEP, which was provided to them by Danny Webb, and looked at everything that they were supposed to have been doing for the last 5 years with water testing, and found that they've not complied in any given year with a consent order that was entered in 2008 requiring water testing. They've tried, but they've not complied.
Water quality tests conducted over the past several years, while inconclusive, do seem to indicate increased pollutants introduced somewhere in the immediate vicinity of the aforementioned pits. Experts have indicated that the tests are really inadequate to determine anything other than the fact that the pollutants on the given days did exist and that they represent minimal exposure risks. But Rist says it took citizen and legal action to motivate appropriate protective measures at the Danny Webb site.
And these open pits were discovered by the DEP back in 2004. They were not a part of any permit that had been issued. The DEP has done nothing about it until about 2 months ago, after this appeal was filed. Lo and behold, all of a sudden, Danny Webb cleans up those pits. And our understanding is of the reclamation plan was they were supposed to have taken the water out of the pits, injected it into the wells, and then they took the soil that was underneath the pits and loaded it in trucks and took it to the Raleigh County landfill and dumped it.
But back to the hearing. Rist says of the 8 issues listed in the appeal, only the top 3 will be considered in the final ruling. He argues, first and foremost, the issuance of the DEP's order, which revoked the operation's permit, violates public policy of the state of West Virginia to maintain reasonable standards of security in the quality of water, according to the West Virginia Water Quality Control Act and the Groundwater Protection Act. The petitioners take issue with the revocation of the operator's permit in that revocation allowed the operation to continue.
It says that the injection permit is hereby ordered to be revoked. And in that same order, they give them basically the ability to just keep injecting and doing what they were doing anyway. And so the order itself that revokes the permit is almost a mirror of the order they issued granting the permit. And so we don't even know what that means.
Rist also argues that the proposed well constitutes a hazard to the safety of people, that potential damages would impair a publicly owned resource, and so measures taken by the DEP fail to protect the fresh water source or supplies in the state.
It's a huge issue in West Virginia now. It's not just a issue in Fayette County. This is a West Virginia issue. We're aggressively trying to do anything we can to prevent any more injection to happen at this site. We believe that the fact that it took 10 years to shut down these pits that were being used at a site that weren't approved anyway, I mean, that it's a violation of the permit, which should be a violation of law. And maybe there's not strong enough laws on the books in West Virginia. And so this is something that the legislature needs to look at, because it is the next environmental disaster waiting to happen here.
The ruling from the Environmental Quality Board is expected in the next 3 months. We reached out to the DEP for comment on this story, and while they did provide some background information, they did not wish to comment on the hearing until the ruling is finalized. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.